It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And Matt, you've got a horror sequel for us today.
A sequel, and actually part of the massive Conjuring spinoff group that has happened since the first Conjuring film came out a few years ago, starring Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson as Ed and Lorraine Warren, who were real people who investigated bizarre, you know, ghost incidences. Amityville Horror was their probably most famous investigation. I want people to know, too, there have been investigations into their investigations, and many people think they're frauds. The films have been made. They're entertaining. In this one, it's the third Annabelle film. Now, Annabelle is the doll that the Warrens investigated way back in the late 1960s. It was actually a Raggedy Ann doll in real life, but the Annabelle doll is even creepier looking in this film. And in this film, they bring the Annabelle doll home to their basement, where they keep all these crazy things that they've investigated and captured, evil things, locked up. And you're not supposed to go down there. You're not supposed to unlock the Annabelle glass coffin. In fact, there's a sign that says, "Absolutely do not open." So what do you think happens, Doug?
I think
somebody opens it.
Yeah, of course they do.
Of course they do.
And so why don't they just move away?
Yes. So essentially in this film, Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson are hardly in it. They're at the beginning of the film, and then basically it becomes a teenager babysitting horror film because their young daughter, Judy, who's very well played by McKenna Grace, who's very good in this film, and she kind of sees things the way her mother does. She sees visions. She might see dead people, these kind of things. So she's maybe touched like her mother. And they leave her with her high school babysitter and her high school babysitter's best friend, who's very well played by Katie Sarife. And she's got sort of a dark secret I can't reveal. That kind of leads to all this mayhem. So basically the film is an old-fashioned babysitter taking care of the kid, and all heck breaks loose in the house, kind of like Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis. On that level, it's not a bad film. It's actually better than the previous Annabelle film, which got horrible reviews. So there's some shock value to it. The effects are pretty well done. But like I said, it's essentially this crazy house, two teenage babysitters, and the 10-year-old girl who have to ward off the spirits. That's basically what the film is. So from that perspective, it works pretty well. But again, don't expect this to be a Conjuring film based on real events, because the first two Conjuring films, Doug, were based on actual Warren investigations. This one is completely made out of thin air into essentially a shock film. At that point, it's not bad, but It's not as good as the first two Conjuring films either.
So this requires that willing suspension of disbelief.
Yes.
So when you went, was there much of an audience?
No, I was the only person there. I needed a film to review this week. And as you know, it's kind of dead right now. Uh-huh. Not a lot of real good new releases. This has been out for a month or so, but it's made pretty good money, like most horror films did. So if I went a month ago, Doug, yes, there would have been people in the theaters. Not now.
I'm always curious about horror movies. I'm not a big fan of the genre, but sometimes the audience reacts by kind of laughing, you know,
yeah,
as opposed to, whoa.
No, it was just me. I will say the real thing that works with the film is there's kind of a touch of innocence about it, because Judy, the daughter, is having a birthday party and none of her friends will come because they're scared of the Warren house, because they kind of know what her parents are up to. So she's kind of this lonely child who sees visions. Her babysitter and her babysitter's friend are really her only friends. And so you feel kind of sorry for this child a little bit. So that kind of works on that level. And McKenna Grace is really good. She's been in quite a few things, and she's quite good as kind of this very brave little girl who knows she sees visions, knows she needs to kind of take matters into her own hands when Annabelle is unleashed in the house.
Okay, so the film editor here provides some shock moments, I take it.
Yes, that's pretty well done. Gary Dauberman's the director. Again, not as good as Conjuring 1, which I liked, and Conjuring 2, which takes place over in England. It's a pretty simple horror film. Teenage babysitters, you get the idea, and opening things that should not be opened.
Now, I'm always curious about genres, because there's horror, there's thriller, and I'm not quite sure what the distinction is.
I'm not either.
Okay, so my Academy Award question this week has to do with the horror thriller genre.
Okay.
What horror movie has the distinction of being in the Big Five Club for Oscar wins?
The Silence of the Lambs, 1991.
That didn't take any time at all.
There's only three films that have pulled off the picture, director, actor, actress, and screenplay.
Who was the best director, Silence of the Lambs?
That was Jonathan Demme, and then Anthony Hopkins was best actor, and Jodie Foster was best actress. I don't recall who wrote the screenplay, but it also won best picture. But my point is, the big five categories, those are the ones we're talking about, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and It Happened One Night also swept those five.
And we should remember Silence of the Lambs also spawned sequel.
It did. Hannibal and some others. Yeah.
All right. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.